Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race? I'm African American.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or probably won't vote?
I'll vote.
Thank you so much. May I have your age for statistical purposes?
54.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are somewhat motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm going to vote. That's all you need to know.
Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Not that closely.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm not going to give you that information.
That is okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. When you hear about inflation and rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? We have the big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the Biden administration and their policies, the COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, or something else?
Everything you named.
Okay. So just a moment. Got it. Okay, now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important for of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. So the first one we have is fighting back against the rise of white nationalism. From 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
Zero.
Not important. Okay. Now, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods from 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Taking?
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10. 10.
10. Okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice?
10.
Okay. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants?
5.
Okay. And reducing gun violence?
10.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. He came in under some weird circumstances, so.
Okay. Would you say, like, somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove in that case?
I could say disapprove. I don't know what's going on no more. Everybody tell lies.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
I approve.
Okay. Like strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. In that case, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100. So the first one is Planned Parenthood.
50.
Okay. The NAACP?
100.
Thank you. Barack Obama?
100.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
And Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
50.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
100.
The Republican Party?
0.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
I would probably vote for Biden again.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Of course I would go Joe Biden.
Thank you. We're over 50% already. Now, let me ask you, which candidate do you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Do you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
In the 2020 election, I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you so much. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal. Please tell me, which candidate are you more likely to support? We have the first candidate who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. And the second candidate says, if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. So which one do you agree with, more?
I can't answer that question accurately because I'm split on everything you named.
I understand. Not a problem. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to review some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important is that to you. So the first one, the first accomplishment, he created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Is that someone very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not important at all for you?
Somewhat important.
Okay. Cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. What do you think? Is that very important, somewhat, not very important, not at all important?
Mention the question again. Say the question again.
Yes. The other accomplishment he made is that he cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that, like, somewhat important or very important, yes, in your opinion?
Yeah. That's pretty important.
Okay, thank you. Now, made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID.
Is that important? Yeah, that's important.
Uh-huh. Okay. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. Do you think that is very important, somewhat, not very important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you so much. We're over 80% already. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
So far, I approve.
Okay. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
somewhat approved.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing. So the first statement says, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overrun Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, and limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on these out-of-control courts trying to roll back our rights. Is that from 0 to 10? How convincing that sounds?
What's the word you use? I can't understand what you're saying now.
Oh, sorry. How convincing does that sound for you from 0 to 10?
Convincing?
Yes, this is an important reason to vote.
Yeah, that's a very important reason.
Okay, so that'll be very convincing, like a 10?
Yes, a 10.
Okay, and the second says, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. How convinced is that for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November from a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you so much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? This is an open-ended question, by the way.
What stood out the most? The idea of the courts being packed with people who are going to try to change the laws. That's what stood out.
Okay, just taking notes.
Where are you going, wife?
I'm cooking homemade chicken
sandwiches. Okay. All right.
Okay, I got it. And now, this is almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. So, for example, phone calls, were you contacted that way?
No.
Text messages?
Yes.
Door knocks?
No.
Someone... convincing neighborhood?
No.
TV advertisements?
Yes.
Mailers?
I think so, yeah.
Social media / internet advertisements?
No, I don't use social media.
Okay, radio advertisement?
Don't listen to the radio anymore.
Okay, and... the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I don't know. I think it might be considered urban.
Thank you
so much.
It might
be suburban. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
I don't have that information.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. This is concluding our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and for your time, sir. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.